Personal development unplugged.
Hello there and welcome back. Welcome back to Personal Development Unplugged with me, Paul Clough. So glad you are still here. I think there's two of you now. Anyway, this particular podcast, I'd like to talk about gaining a different perspective on a problem. More specifically, a problem that you have with another person. It could be a relationship problem, but relationships can mean anything. So it could be someone at work, it could be someone very close to hand. But it's one of those things where, well, I guess you have this thing where maybe you've had it. I know I have it quite a lot sometimes, and I really have to get into it because you have this talk with somebody and you just don't seem to be getting anywhere. You go round in circles or you replay the same old stuff over and over again and you end up getting frustrated. You end up saying things possibly you don't mean or want to say, and things just go from wherever they are downwards. And it'd be so nice if we could somehow understand what's going on, I guess, in somebody else's mind. Because if you can understand what they're feeling, what they're thinking, or just as importantly, what's it like to hear yourself actually how you come across, that's what I'm trying to say, how you come across it, how do you look, how do you sound, do you come across as convincing or as understandable as you'd like to be? Is the communication how you want it to be? Because at the moment, obviously, things aren't working. And if things aren't working, you need to try a different approach. Part of the NLP presuppositions is the person with the most flexibility will get the results they want. So let me think. I wonder if I could tell you a story. I like my stories, and hopefully you do too. Well, there's one or two stories here, but one thing jumps to mind is, there was a guy I was working with. He was quite a high-level executive, giving advice. He was like a troubleshooter. And he was giving advice to everybody. There was one problem he had. He was in a new relationship, a personal one-to-one relationship. And he felt things just weren't quite. There was something off-kilter, as it were. And he really liked this person. So we had him go through this process of understanding from that person's perspective. I'm going to teach you how to do this, obviously. But being able to go into that other person, hear what you're saying to them through their ears, their eyes, and then listening to what they say from the way they feel, which is quite a weird thing to do. But all this stuff is weird, but simply weirdly good. And we did this work together, see, because we'd done hypnosis and things for other things. But this was going to be so far out of his comfort range, actually sitting down in his mind and moving into different people or that different person. Now, here's the thing. He was trying to work this out as he would at work. When it comes to personal one-to-one relationships, it's not quite that easy, I think, because it's personal. So we got him to get into that other person's psyche as best as we could through this process I want to teach you. And he had a conversation with himself, but with that lady. And it was all to do with trying to express how much he loved her. And then it just came. It was as if he really understood. And he said, you know, I've just been told, he said, I've been told what to do. He said, it's so easy. When I think about it now, all she said was, stop being so stupid. Come and give me a cuddle and tell me how much you love me. That's it. Done job. Now we can get on and enjoy our relationship. Now, as stupid as that may seem, that's what he went and did. And that simple, simple, simple thing suddenly spurred on that relationship because he was trying to be too intricate, too clever, too careful. But all she wanted was to be told that she was loved and being given a cuddle. Now, but I've got a really, really brilliant story to tell you about. This is when I was first in my trainings and doing this type of work. And I was working with this lady who, unfortunately, she'd lost her husband who died. But they were never really good. they weren't very good in their relationship. I'm not quite sure whether they were divorced or not. I think they were. But the problem was she was constantly having dreams about him. And also daydreams in her imagination. Constantly, he was like hounding her. And it was quite weird because he was literally a spiritual stalker, I guess you could call it. But it was, we can laugh now, but it was very real to her. And it was causing a real amount of distress. Because she said, I can't think about anything else. This is really upsetting me now. So we went into this process of being able to, as if he was back alive. It's a little bit gestalt therapy, going into somebody else's body or another chair and things like that. But I got her to go inside the imaginary husband who was there. And she said, well, really, the only thing I'm getting, and this is really stupid, he wants me to thank him for something. And he was such a useless son of a, and you can imagine what she said. She said, there's no way I'm going to thank him for anything. He's ruined my life. But the perspective I'm getting is, I just want to be thanked for one thing. So I sat and, you know, we were just talking and I said, well, surely I know we generalize things and your breakup wasn't that good. It was acrimonious. But surely there's one thing that he must have done in all that time. It is only one thing for 1 minute. And she said, well, I guess if I've really got to stretch my imagination, he did do the washing up. He did do it quite well. But that's it. In the whole of our relationship, that's the only thing I can think of. So we got back into the process and she said, well, if I'm going to thank you, it's for doing the washing up, because you did do the washing up. That's all. It was just that simple thank you. And I said, what's happening? And she just said, he smiled and disappeared out of my mind. And she said, that's it, with a smile on her face. It was if, like an exorcism, but it was nothing like that at all. But it was just letting go of those memories, because it was as if she was tied into the negativity of it all and her unconscious mind wouldn't let it go. But all she had to do was offer some thanks. Simple thing like that. And the whole therapy was done around that. And lastly, and this can be quite a common issue with somebody, it was in a family relationship. I was holding a monthly NLP get-together, basically, in Cambridge. We were just looking for things to just explore. And the lady who's on the group said, well, if no one has got anything that they want to do, I've got a real problem with my daughter. I love her to bits, but we're just not seeing eye to eye over a particular thing. And we argue. And things are getting worse. And I know if things aren't nipped in the bud or settled, this could quite easily go out of control. And I love her so much, I don't want that to happen. But also, I don't know how to deal with it. So again, we got her to, with the process I'm going to teach you, to go into her daughter, as it were, an imaginary daughter in her mind. And she had a conversation, backwards and forwards, with her daughter. Now, the thing is, she began to learn things. But also with this process, it's not only learning from that one person. It's as if we can float out of both of those bodies and look down upon the two of them. So she, in her mind's eye, was looking down at herself, talking to her daughter. And this is where we really get a different perspective. It's like a meta position above. And she got advice from just being at this third position. And then she actually, we decided, if you go even further away, to really get a distance from it. Because when you get a distance from it, the emotional attachments completely disappear. It's as if you're like a director. That was very posh. A director. A director of a movie. And you're not emotionally involved. You're just watching, unconnected, unemotionally. And you can just see things and be aware of things so much more easier that you wouldn't see when you're close up. And really is getting another perspective on it. And from this really lofty position, she took on even more learnings. And as she came back through the process, she said, well, I think I know what to do now. I've got some really good insights about my daughter. And she shared one or two. But obviously the proof in all of this is in the pudding, in the reality of it all. It's no good having these wonderful things in your head, which is what some things happen in therapy. You get a really great feeling in the therapy room, but when you go out, nothing's changed. Well, that's no good. It's what happens outside the therapy room that matters. It certainly matters to me. So she went away, and I actually got a phone call 2 days later. She sat down with her daughter the following day, and she said it was unbelievable. We sat on a settee side by side, and I just explained to her that I thought maybe what I understood of her problems. And she said, I couldn't believe it, because she said, Mum, how did you know that? How did you know that? That is so much the truth, that you're now understanding me, where I'm coming from. And she explained things, and they talked together, and everything was sorted out. And how weird is that, that you, to me, you know the answers, but you just don't know you know the answers. So if you have an issue like those, any one of those, that you want to find more information. I mean, I've done it for myself at work, when maybe there's someone on the other end of a telephone that you know they're just not, things aren't, you're not getting a rapport with them. I've managed to somehow intuit, if that's a word, what's happening, and been able to express myself differently. Maybe I wouldn't go into that personal, but I'd actually start asking, is everything okay? Instead of getting aggressive and, come on, put me through, it's, hey, you know, what's happening? This is not the you I know. Can I help in any other way? And all of a sudden, things would disappear, and everything softens, and somehow the old entrenched way does disappear, because somehow there's a connection, and I can't explain it much better than that, even though I'm sure I ought to be able to. But this connection becomes aligned. It's like having rapport. When you're in total rapport, you are just so aligned, you're working in the same direction. You're looking as if you just know everything. So briefly, what is this process? So let's take the example of the lady with her daughter. Now, you can do this in your head, and I will be giving like a guided semi-hypnosis, but more just a guided session, as it were, on the next tape. Or the next tape, Paul? I'll do it separately, put it that way. So you can listen to it whenever you choose without having to listen to all this dribble. But it's good dribble, I hope. But what did we do briefly? We got her just to express to... Well, first of all, I got her to imagine, because a lot of this is using our imagination. Imagine standing, sitting in front of her daughter. And then to express what she was feeling. Now, sometimes I think it's best to do it if you can do it vocally, outside with your true voice. But you can do it in your head, because obviously with the guidance, you're probably doing it in your head. But if you can do it vocally, it's brilliant. And this particular process, I got her to actually move positions and stand in the position where she is imagining her daughter was standing, and become her daughter. In effect, become her daughter, looking through her own eyes, looking back at herself, and listening again of how it came across to her daughter. What would a daughter be seeing? What would she be hearing? What's that non-verbal communication? Because if you learn NLP or other types of development, you'll find that communication is not verbal. Tiny percentages is verbal in communication. A tiny percentage of the words we use. But it's our physiology, our non-verbal communication, that really tells us unconsciously what's happening. And she somehow was able to intuit what her daughter would say back to her. And then she'd move back to the space where she was, looking back at her, imagining her daughter there, listening to those words again. And in effect, she would have this conversation. Didn't last too long, didn't need to. But she got a real good understanding. And then we asked her to move into another position, just so she could imagine seeing herself and her daughter having that conversation again, and noticing what it looked like from here, how she heard it, what she could see. But again, what came in from the, or what came out from the inside? What was she sensing? What was she aware of what she was learning about that situation? And she would learn something, and as if she could give advice to herself about it. But even then, we then went into another position further back. I actually had her standing on a table with a chair to get a really high perspective, which was really weird to do in a room with people watching. But you don't have to do that. But it's just, that was really just to demonstrate the process. But from there, looking down at herself, looking down at herself and her daughter, she suddenly got a real insight. So I can't really put it into words, but I've just got a true sense of what I've got to do. And then she came back into herself again, via her daughter, back to herself, just to hook things up together. And I'll explain all that on the guided process I'm going to give you later. But she said she just somehow knew what she had to say, how she had to say it, and really understood why the conversations hadn't worked before. She could really sense how her daughter was feeling. And I must admit, I've done this with a member of my family where we weren't just quite getting on. And as soon as I went into their position, I got a real sense of an emotion. Now, I don't know whether it's true or not, but because of that, I started speaking to them differently, as if I knew what was happening. And things changed. It's quite remarkable how much we can become aware of with this wonderful, so easy process. So what I'm going to do is, I've given you an idea. We're going to start talking to that one person. Then we're going to go into their position and listen to it again, looking through their eyes back at us, and go backwards and forwards with the conversation, and then take a different perspective view of it, like call it this director's view, the meta position, and really get to understand what's happening. So if you'd like to take part in that, you will notice there is another, it's not going to be too long, but it's a nice, very specific process I'll put out with this podcast. It'll be separate to it, so you won't have to go all the way through, but it'll be there for you. And really get to enjoy learning this, because once you get used to doing it, two things I think happen. One is, you know you can start to do it. You think in a different way, because this process becomes more familiar to you. You can then begin to do it easily. You can just take a little bit of time out and maybe move around those positions in your head or in the physical world, different positions, you know, in the room or whatever, whenever you're doing this. But also I find, because of this, we tend to do it unconsciously anyway, because the more you practice this, the more you tend to understand what's happening. Your intuition will already go into those positions unconsciously and give you that answers and your feelings and your senses, so you can be more aware of your communication. You can be more aware of what is happening in front of you, reading, in some ways, the nonverbal communication coming back at you. Because it's not the words. The words are the things we tend to get upset about. The way we say those words, the volume, the pitch and all that, we tend to judge on. But really it's that other 90%+ of non-verbal communication that really is telling us so much that we can miss upon. So do enjoy and keep listening, because, well, I'll give you that in a PS, but just let yourself go with it. Because once you really let go and go through this process with a real conviction, I just know you will get answers. Okay? So hook in with me on that process. It'll be great fun. And you won't have to think about it, because I'll just tell you and I'll guide you through it with ease. Okay? So from me, Paul Clough, Personal Development Unplugged, with that really weird bit of, well, the bonky bit at the front and the back. Anyway, I'll speak to you again real soon. Bye-bye now. Oh, and the PS, because there's always a PS, I've decided. Just a couple of things. We'll be doing this process again on a separate podcast to deal with things of how we treat things such as money. Or maybe there's some, like, dis-ease in your body, tension, that you might learn from using this process. But I'll do that separately. But also, if you are enjoying this and you feel other people could, hopefully one other, you know, maybe one other person could benefit from this and make three of us, then if you care to share it, give me a good report on this. That would be brilliant. And if you have any questions or you want to email me directly, please do through my website, paulclough.co.uk, or email me directly at paul@paulclough.co.uk. Okay. So I'll speak with you real soon. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Personal development.
Personal development.
Unplugged. 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 Unplugged.